So, I mean, okay. I mean, I don't, I'm not an expert in that. Ask the assessor.
So when you're saying produced ginseng, you'd have to be a commercial processor of that. It specifically said on your letter that you got sent that it couldn't be like a small garden where you're just bringing up a little bit. So if you're gonna put it on your Missouri state tax return as making money off of it, then that's productivity.
Okay.
And or losing money.
Well, it takes like 5 to 7 years, maybe 10 years to, you know, if I can't do it, but I could buy the seeds and stuff, and I could have somebody plant it.
So we have people that get contracts for haying from the neighbors, or, you know, we accept that. It's just got, there's got to be some productivity on it to get a productivity rate.
Right. So,
you know, it just takes one goat.
Or farming.
Or bale of hay.
Yeah, something.
Okay. So it's like, but if I did the ginseng, how many plants would I need to do, or... I don't know what the requirements are to.
Isn't there property that we valued at $500 an acre that was 2 acres that was on the road and didn't have any access to it? Probably day three of BOE.
An acre?
It was 500 an acre.
But 120 acres that's, yeah, like that's creek running through. I mean, that's worth a lot more than, I mean,
I don't know
where he's been.
Yeah, I mean, the access thing, the thing about access is that if it truly is landlocked, he can get an easement from a judge. It's just a question of where they have it.
Where?
There will be some expense.
And he's near the forest.
Is there any value with it being in probate, though?
Probate just takes time.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, as long as there's no dispute about who owns it at this point.
Been in probate since 2019.
Like I said, it takes time. I have no idea why it's been in probate since 2019. Judge Amy, or Judge, no, probably Judge Darnell. So, but yeah, you ask your probate attorney. I don't know the answer to that question. So,
yeah.
With respect to his property, I don't know that it makes. That makes, and it looks like it's got some buildable area, but it would still be ag. But it's certainly not just so steep that nothing can be done with it.
Yeah, you're looking about half. Well, the flat part is from here to there. That's going uphill. It goes uphill and over.
Gotcha.
So the flat part's there.
I see. Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, I don't. I'm sorry?
Were you wanting to make a motion?
Yeah. I mean, that's where I value it at.
It's in Mark Twain School District, so it is the cheapest.
Yeah, it's the cheapest of the cheap.
Acreage.
I think it goes in line with what we did at the other property.
I think the value is, I think the acreage that she's, or the value that she's charging is, somebody would still buy it at that, even without the access, knowing what they have to do, I think, in my opinion. That's my thought.
Yeah, when I talked to Brad Gore, he was like, until I get access.
Well, I think any realtor would tell you that, because
you
can't close on it until that's taken care of.
Right.
So. But that doesn't change the value of what someone would give for it, is what we're saying.
Yeah, he said I could probably quick deed it, or I could give it to the federal government for tax write-off.
This is true.
But your uncle still owns the other property?
My uncle had passed. Now it's gone to my aunt.
Okay, so your aunt still is. So it might at some point be an entire tract that would be for sale, possibly, I guess.
Her kids live still at home, my cousins, and then they've got grandchildren that live there, and there's like
some generations.
RV where they live.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not going
on a lot of these parcels that are out in the Ozarks. You know, they generally, who buys them are the land or the neighbors eventually at some point. So I know that it may not have. I mean, I do think you can get an easement to it. There's no question about it. But other than that, I don't know what else. Yeah. Whatever you guys want to make a motion to do.
I think it's less than what we were going to roll when we discussed properties like this.
I mean, the $1,200.
At the $1,200, yeah.
Is pretty low.
$1,310,
where whatever number we're at is less than the number that we're thinking.
Yeah, because I...
But I also agree that 500 is a reasonable number.
1310 an acre, 120 acres with a creek.
With two giant hills on each side going down.
Well, from my standpoint, I mean, I think I disagree. I have to say that it's probably worth. But then again, that's because I know that he can get an easement, and maybe
right.
That's just my. I know he can get an easement if he wants to get it. It's just a question of some time and money, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I think they told me it'd be a couple years. And then I'd get the attorney, and then.
Well, you're going to have a surveyor probably, and yes, mm-hmm. if surveyor and that kind of thing, and then you have the neighbor who you're trying to go across that's going to gripe.
Yeah.
who the judge says, but probably that would be relatives.
No, people to the south are not relatives.
Well, I understand, but I'm saying that they may give the access through the relatives. Would be more likely, I would say, a judge might do that, but I may be wrong.
Yeah.
Typically, it's the closest access.
Yeah.
Our next closest.
Yeah, they have a keep out sign.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody want to make a motion, or do you want to
save it? BOE 616, go in with what we did on day two or three.
I can't remember.
I can't remember the parcel number or the property number. I just know it's 500 an acre. It's something that's similar. So I would like to make lower the appraised value to $60,000. Which is 500 an acre.
Is there a second?
No.
I don't think we have a second. It can't go that low. With respect to BOE, what was your value, 1,200?
1,310 an acre.
1310
and again, everyone in that school district is at the same amount.
Okay. And how many acres is this? Did we say 120 acres?
120.
Okay. I know there's going to be some cost to getting that easement to it. I would make a motion to lower it to 120.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion's going to pass. We've given you some relief because we know there's going to be some cost involved, and that's why we're making it different than what the assessor has.
Mm-hmm.
But once that access is granted and obviously gets put on the market or whatever the case may be, then I can't tell you that in 2 years it may not be back here or more. Okay?
Yeah. All
right. But we've given you some relief today with respect to the access issue. Okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
1,000 acres.
Okay.
All right. Yep. That's what I did.
I didn't mind the wait. It was kind of educational.
Yeah, we had some very knowledgeable people in the room, did we not? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go to I'm going to make a motion just so I got it all on here. As to BOE...
Yeah, 141.
Okay, what about 142? I don't see that on here. Isn't that also?
No.
That's Countryside Properties. Isn't that what Mark had?
Country Ridge.
It was before 141. So he had six?
Yes.
Okay, let me just scratch the motion. I'll remake it. As to 137, 138, 139, 140, 142, or 141 and 142, I'd make a motion to table until tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then as to BOE, looks like 150. Well, this has 149. Where did that go? Sorry, I'm trying to follow my. There it is.
Yeah.
All right. As to BOE,
153 and 155.
I'd make a motion that we table until tomorrow at 11.
And the last two were the Ball Creek and Blockview at 377 and 380.
Yep. I'm just trying to find them. Sorry, this has gone so slow today, guy. What page are those?
That's on page 12.
Okay, withdrew. Okay, I must have put that page somewhere else. What's it? What page did you say?
12.
There it is. That's at 377 and 380. Make a motion to table till tomorrow at 11.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right.
And this guy back here in the pink.
Bob, we're running behind. You're going to have to wait until 6.
Yep. That's fine.
Cha-ching. No. Art, is the gentleman behind you with you? Or okay. Just want to make sure. What? Which one is this, Bob?
This is there's various ones, 16 articles. Spinnaker Resorts.
Okay, there's Spinnaker Resorts. Okay.
There's several different names.
There's Palace View. Yeah, okay, I got those. Okay, starting with BOE 600. Looks like page 8, maybe. How many properties are we total?
16.
There's one on page 7.
How many?
I believe there's 16 parcels.
16 parcels?
There's one on page 7 at the bottom.
There's one at page 7 at the bottom?
Yep. Well, actually, that whole page is Palace View Heights by Spinnaker.
Okay, Bob, why don't you just come on up and tell us which ones you have, because I need to, we need to go through here so we know which ones we're dealing with.
Starts on page 6.
Or somebody,
six.
Your starts client or you.
Six. Huh? They start on page 6.
Instead of start on page 6.
Yeah, with plantation title agency. Yeah.
Plantation title.
Is plantation title yours?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where they start.
You want to look at my sheet?
Sure. Before you move any further, can I say something?
Sure.
Okay, so these would have been ones that were the index fluctuation.
Okay.
Where commercial went up from 235 to 240, but residential went down.
Right.
From 2.58 to 2.4. Okay. And so on timeshares, we're going to have combinations because in the past we did these buildings and they brought a lawyer. I think it was Harry or somebody came in when they first did it. And we decided which buildings were commercial, which were residential, and some were like parcels. So we have not gone out and redone these, just so you know that. They're just what they are. Whatever.
In other words, happens. You're using the values from 23.